Okay, today is Chai Av, the 18th of Menachem Av, and it is the 30th of Yuli, the Misparim, 30th of July. And one of the kids in my school was playing basketball, and he had a t-shirt on and said, "You mad, bro?" And that is today's subject, the Olam HaKas. I just thought I'd give a contemporary flair. Okay, so today we're going to talk about "You mad, bro?" Or sister, as the case may be. Yeah, Olam HaKas. Chaf Ayin Samach on page Tzadi Tes in the Olam Hamidas. Again, the Sefer is broken down into different midos, some of them positive, some of them negative. Obviously, the negative we're working against, and the positive we're working to reinforce. Olam HaKas. Here we go. Perek Hey Olam HaKas. Kol HaKas Ki'ilu Oved Avodazara. The first section, he cites the Maimar Chazal. Anybody who gets angry is as if he worshipped Avodazara. Again, I apologize that everybody else is doing this Baal Peh because I forgot my Sefer today, but probably better if I use it. I hope. Amru Chazal, the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos says, "I'm a kareya begodav bechamosov, I'm a shaber kelev bechamosov, I'm a fazer ma'osov bechamosov, one who tears his clothing in his wrath, or he breaks his vessels in his wrath, or he scatters his money. So angry he takes the whole piggy bank and throws it against the wall." Or that's it, I'm so angry, I'm going to go into my online banking and just deplete the whole account. He should be in your eyes as if he worshipped Avodah Zarah. Shekach umnaso shal yetzer hara, because such is the craft. Umnas is a trained craft, like an umman is a craftsman. Shekach umnaso shal yetzer hara, hayom omer lo asei kach, today he tells you to do this. You know, if he was able to get you across a line. It might be a small line. Tomorrow it'll be a worse line. Ulamachar amalah say kach. Tomorrow he'll say do that. Achamalah avod avod azar v'holof avod. Until he can tell you go worship avod azar, and the person will go worship ad kan. End quote of the Gemara. V'yesh l'shol. One can ask. Halo shayach ze b'chol aveira. Let's analyze this Chazal. If you everything in Musa, you have to take what Chazal say and analyze it, ask questions, and figure out, therefore, more deeply what they're saying. You could really say this about any sin. Shem yasekach, b'sof yasekach. I mean, getting angry is one sin, but any avera, avera means crossing the line, right? Over means to, like in English, to go over. It means to transgress. So anytime you transgress, I did something wrong. If I did this transgression, tomorrow I could do that transgression, the next day I could do a cardinal transgression. Why put it with regard to anger specifically? You could really say that about anything. A person who speaks Lashon Hara should be like he worshipped Avodah Zarah. Today the Yetzer Hara convinced him to speak Lashon Hara. Tomorrow I'll tell him to eat a cheeseburger. The next day, you know, you could say that about anything. What did Chazal mean by saying this specifically about anger? And again, he's still phrasing the question. Al derech she'amru Chazal, Avera goreres Avera. Along the lines of what our sages say in Pirkei Avos, one Avera leads to another. So it stands to reason, any Avera leads to another. V'lama yichadu Chazal davar zeh l'midas hakas. Why did Chazal specify this, uniquely attach this to the mida of anger? Good question. Maybe we never thought of that. Yeah, what do you say?
Could this be because kas can lead to blows and destruction, physical destruction as well as...
Okay, so you're saying anger is like sort of an extreme?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, Avodah Zarah is not violence, though. Avodah Zarah could be an intellectual thing. Could be, you know.
It's the opposite of Hashem. Hashem is peace, shalom.
Okay, but I'm still asking. You know, any avera is crossing a line, and if crossing a line leads a person to continue crossing lines, you could really ask it about anything. I'm playing devil's advocate because. So listen to what Rav Kestenbaum says here. The answer lies, and I'm reading it carefully, it says a person who breaks his utensils, he scatters his money, he tears his garment in his anger. It seems like Chazal were trying to say something when they said he damages himself. It wouldn't be good if he goes and breaks the other guy's stuff either. But the way they phrase it is a person who breaks his own stuff in his anger. Shakas yochol ligrom lekolkach tipshus ad shemazik es atzmo mitoch kaso. right? And people had to come to the emergency room because they're so angry they kicked a wall and broke their foot, you know? It causes such foolishness a person can harm himself out of his anger. Kol kula masur biyad yitzro. His entire being is given over into his yetzahara. Ve'ein lo shum shlita al atzmo. And he has no control over himself. So while it's true, being in an avera trend is a bad thing, and it can be avera goros avera, but as you're all alluding to, anger is a much faster and more dangerous state to be in, because he's already in a state of directly harming himself. He's so angry, he ripped his garment. Just had bought a $300 suit, and he got so angry, he ripped it. So this person is in a mindset, in a mode of behavior that's directly self-destructive. At some level, every avera is self-destructive, but this is like directly and openly.
And what about harming others?
So harming others is bad, but hopefully a person would have a little bit more of a mechanism of stopping himself. A person's already at the point of self... Harming others is insensitive and bad. A person who's at a state where he's even harming himself is totally lost. Harming others is bad, but it's easier to stop oneself. If he's at a point where he can even harm himself, then he's totally lost.
What if someone starts harming others before they harm themselves?
Not too good.
That's what he's saying
happens. Since he's in such a state of being in the throes of the Yetzihara, there's no Avera that he's guaranteed to be spared from. A person who's doing an Avera, it might lead to another Avera and another one, but we don't think, God forbid, he's going to go all the way. But a person who's at this state of directly harming himself, the Yetzihara's got him in a stranglehold. The Isa Bazaar. And we have in the Zohar Kodesh, the word Isa Aleph Yud Saf Aleph is Yesh in Aramaic. So you'll find it in Sfarim. Whatever they quote in Aramaic, Isa means there is. And he puts in brackets, remove a Besefer Erech Apayim. Besefer Erech Apayim, which means it's a Sefer about having a long fuse. It's an old Sefer on the Midah of Kas. Od Yosef Mizeh, he says more than this. The Zohar says more than this. Shakas Atzma Nimshla Lavod Zohar. Anger itself is likened per se to Avodah Zarah. The Kachkas of HaRambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, just so you know, when we use the word Deos, we usually mean like ideologies. A Dea is an ideology, but the Rambam's Hilchos Deos, the Rambam uses the word Deos to mean Midos. Deos means like humility, Chesed, you know, Rachamim. But the Rambam uses the word Deos to mean Midos. So the Rambam Hilchos Deos in the second chapter says, "Amru Chacham Harishonim Kol Hakoyes Kiilu Avodah Zara." The Rambam says, "Anybody who gets angry, it's like he worshipped Avodah Zara." Ubesefer Hatanya, I'm not sure exactly what he sees the Rambam adding, but Ubesefer Hatanya Mafarish Lefisha Bishas Kasu Nistalka Mimenu HaEmuna. So the Tanya explains. The Tanya is a great classic sefer of Chassidus. Why is it that somebody who gets angry, it's like he worshipped Avodah Zara? Because at the moment of his anger, emuna is removed from him. Ki ilu hayamamin sheme es Hashem ha'izazos. If he believed that this came to him from Hashem, lahayako es klal, he wouldn't get angry. Something happened to me, and I'm so irate. I'm so frustrated. This could happen. This should not. You made this happen to me. He's living in a world that's devoid of God, because Hashem runs the world. So then this thing that happened. It's a new nisayon for me. I wasn't hoping that would happen, but Hashem just threw me a nisayon. Oh boy, I'm going to have a more frustrating day now. Oh boy, I just got a disappointment. But Hashem is running the world. But if I'm so irate and so angry, it means it's not supposed to be. It's not supposed to be this way. It means there's no God in the world. So says the Tanya, it's a beautiful insight. Faith in Hashem was just totally eliminated. And again, I guess it means at some level, it means to an extreme. Because you could argue any avera. A person does any avera. Why are you doing an avera? Don't you believe in Hashem? But like we always say, emunah is not a binary question. It's not 100% or 0%. I think what it probably means is that you feel such a strong emotion, this is not supposed to be, to the degree that I'm burning mad, my face is turning red, that's such a lack of emunah. It's one thing to have a person, as I'll talk about, even the Ganav says a tefillah before he goes and steals, at some level he still has emunah. But a guy who's so angry that something happened, there's no place in his ishius, in his personality right then for Hashem.
So it's right then, but I think sometimes if you, like with anger, if you, like, let's say, wait, like you could feel those emotions immediately, like, you know, and lose your mind immediately, but you're supposed to, like, count to 10 or 60 or 100 or whatever it takes, and then, you know what I mean, you come to it.
Right. So it's an interesting insight. I think maybe what you're asking is he really going to come to Avodah Zarah? Anger just flares up, but it's not a maintained state of denial. It's an interesting point, but maybe what he means is the Yetzirah can get me in a, as long as he does it quickly, he can get me to totally lose myself, so that he can probably get me to totally lose myself for anything.
Just my question. Like, you have to be on a very high level to, like, get the whatever the test is and immediately turn into, this is from Hashem, everything's good, don't worry. But, like, you know, for me, it takes a while. I have to work on myself. It doesn't happen like Shura Ibsen Kamenetsky right away. She just, comes with Tova. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Right, I think that's exactly the insight. That's what we're going to read about here. But you're right. It's usually a flare-up. V'nir l'hosif was, it appears appropriate to add here. D'nechse anan is Aramaic means, let's see. Ma kor l'odom ba'eth shekois. What happens to a person when he gets angry? The mashal. For example, odom noseh b'chonit shelo. A person is driving in his car. U'machonit acheres overas l'fon of l'lo rishos. Another car cuts him off. Cuts in front without permission. Miad mismali kas godol. He immediately gets so angry. Choshev la'atzmo. Again, I'm going to emphasize the sif is written, I think, for like yeshiva bachur, and people think a certain way. Maybe you wouldn't think this way to begin with, but halvai sheploni yer lo kach l'kach. Oh, that guy should, you know, something terrible should happen to him.
That's road rage.
Yeah, right, road rage. That's what he's talking about. V'hakol b'shvil ma. I mean, maybe more mature person. Hopefully we don't think that way even initially, but he's saying, a young person gets so angry, something terrible. Why? Bishvil shehifriyala. He disturbed me. I was driving peacefully, and I had to step on the brake because the person was insensitive
and could
have caused an accident. Sometimes he even wouldn't have caused an accident.
You
but
disturbed
it was,
me.
He was
basic.
Rude, yeah. Because I was disturbed, that guy should, you know, something terrible should happen to him. V'nimtza bishvil zeh shigarim lo tzar kotin hu makalalov rotza shigarim lo misa. Because you caused me the slightest inconvenience, the other guy should die. Zeru Avodah Zarah Sheneschavnu Eilei HaChazal. That's the Avodah Zarah that Chazal we're talking about.
Isn't that revenge?
Huh?
Isn't that sort of revenge?
Yeah, but what he's trying to point out is how imbalanced it is.
Right.
You know, where's the balance? Yeah, but yeah. Exactly, it wasn't pleasant. Right. Something unpleasant just happened to me, but therefore... Sha'odam Atzma B'shas Kasar Nesa Kemo Eloka. At the moment of anger, a person becomes like God. Shiraku Choshev Ba'olam. I'm the only one important in the world. If you cause me that level, tiny level, of indignity, you deserve the greatest capital punishment. Why? Why exactly? At that moment, he's God. Ru'uyim kol ha'olam lamus imrak over ma'avetzano hane'ela. And the whole world should die if they violate his will. So what Rav Kesavim was saying is, at a certain level, the Avodah Zarah, he's worshipping as himself. Does it really deserve such a response? Such wrath over what? It must be because I'm so great. That's what the Gemara Nedarim says. Anybody who gets angry, even Hashem's presence is not, the divine presence is not important by him. Right? When a person's angry, it overcomes all your emotions. Nothing else is important. Excuse me, you're getting angry, but you know we're in a base medrash here, we're learning Torah, whatever it is. I don't care. Right? Nothing matters. Nothing of importance matters. It means he's greater than everything else. Shebishas kaso hu ha'ikr ba'olam ve'en shum davar acher. At the time of his anger, he's the main thing in the world, and there's nothing else. Afilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not even God is important in his eyes. So what do we have so far? First of all, it's self-destructive. When you're at the level you're willing to self-destruct, it means the Yitzhar's got you. Okay? And the Tanya says, you're missing Amuna. If I can be so angry, it means because this is not supposed to be. You made something happen that's not supposed to be. It means nobody's running the world. And Rav Kestenbaum is adding, the imbalance of it means somehow I feel that even a small thing, inconvenient happening to me, warrants such a grand response as if I'm some kind of a god. So I'm God, Hashem is not God. And that's what Chazal mean, that there's no place for Hashem in his world when he's angry. Lefizeh shaper nitin lehavin divrei Rambam. So based on this, we can understand very well the words of the Rambam. Sha'af shebarov midas tarach adam lechos b'derach habeinonis. The Rambam tells us, even though with most midas you're supposed to take, the Rambam speaks at great length that the Torah's midas are in the middle. You're not supposed to be a miser, but you're not supposed to give away all your money and have nothing left. You're supposed to be in the middle. Most midas, the Rambam actually says, if you follow the Torah's mitzvahs, it'll put you right in the balanced middle. That's the Shvil Hazav, the golden middle path that the Rambam talks about at length in a few places. But Bekas ain't okay. With regard to anger, it's not so. And in fact, by the few, years ago, we learned the Sefer of Rabbeinu Avraham Ben HaRambam, the Sefer HaMaspik, Lovet Hashem, which a number of years ago was translated to English by Rav in Florida. It's a great Sefer. We don't even have the whole thing, but what we have is a treasure. He elaborates on his father's Shita, his stance on this and that Sefer, and also emphasizes that anger, like there's really no place for it. He talks there that if a person has to show anger, it should be an act. We will not behave that way in my house. But he's really, in his heart, he's totally, totally in equilibrium.
Wait a second. I thought that every midah has its place. Like, without Rebbetzin Kamenetsky says, anger is, if we didn't have anger, there wouldn't be justice. Because we would, oh, it's fine, go ahead, murder him. It's totally fine, go ahead. It's very nice, but I'm not going to get angry about it. Well, then there's no justice. I need to be angry that there was a murder that took place so that that murderer could be brought to justice. Like that each midah is a measure.
Yeah, justice. Again, it could be different. Rishonim explained it a little differently. I think there's intellectually, there is the idea of strict justice and the idea of flexibility. And when societies are too flexible,
like then, murder.
Right, like, don't you feel bad for the murderer, though? Right, that can be an ideology. The whole world is right. The whole world is corrupted with this now. They've misplaced rachamim. So a place where din versus rachamim, you absolutely need din in the world. In fact, there's a beautiful insight from the Belzer Rebbe that in Parshas Balak, when Bilam is trying to curse the Jewish people, so we have a teaching, kel zoim b'chol yom. There's a moment of divine anger every day. And Bilam was going to be able to identify that moment. He was going to curse the Jewish people right then. It would have been devastating. So what did Hashem do? He didn't even have that moment of divine anger. The next parsha is that the people began to be mezana. They engaged in licentious behavior. The Belzer Rebbe said, when we talk about Hashem having a moment of anger, this means Hashem doesn't get angry one split second a day. It means there's an aura in the world. Everything we describe of Amidah Hashem just means what he channels to us. Hashem himself is inscrutable. But it means he put this as a small dose of divine wrath in the world. And the way he explained it is because for the most part, you have to be flexible and forgiving. But there has to be a measure of absolutely no compromise. This is din, this is the way it is, I don't care what you say. There has to be a small measure of that. If you take that away entirely, then it's overly chesed. Chazal described chesed sometimes as being incest, is described as chesed. It's like excessive closeness, no lines, no gvulim, and that's what happened. The pendulum swung to the other direction. Because the Jewish people were at risk of being cursed, so Hashem didn't put that moment of divine wrath in the world, it swung to the other direction and led to a different sin. Yachalam Liznos, which leads to Parshas Pinchas. So I think in society, din and chesed have to be balanced properly. And when they aren't, you either have a tower of Bavel, where they build people into the wall, because all that matters is the cause, and people don't matter. Or you have the opposite, which you have a lot in Western societies, where it's all about feeling bad for the wrong person. The Rambam has a long schmooze about not feeling rachamim for an achzar, for a rodef, and so on. So I think it's possible to reconcile the two. Even could be what you're talking about is that there has to be an idea of indignance, but that doesn't actually mean in terms of how I feel personally. It's how I analyze the world, that there has to be that balance. But in terms of a person actually getting angry, the Rambam at least holds that as an actual meter where you feel the anger, he holds we don't need it. It could be there are others who differ. But look what he says, V'chein ha-ka'as de'a ro'a ad l'ma'od. It's a very bad. You see, he uses the word deya. He means meat. I just want to make that clear. Otherwise, it reads far and you get confused. We use the word deya to mean a mindset, an attitude, an ideology. He uses the word deya to mean a mida. It's a very bad mida. He should distance himself from it all the way to the other extreme. Doesn't mean none. But,
can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So, like, you could know this. Like, let's just say somebody tests you and you get, you know, you're really upset about something and angry, and then you know intellectually that you're not supposed to, you know, you're supposed to be calm, and this is from Hashem, but you don't really feel it emotionally. So how do you, like, it's a madriga number one, that you know that it's from Hashem and that this is supposed to happen, but, like, you're, like, hyperventilating emotionally because it's hurtful, whatever it is.
Right.
So how do you get from, you know, the intellectual to the emotional?
Right. So, I mean, I think you said it before. There are something intellectually doesn't do it. You need...
Doesn't do it. I mean, it's a madriga.
If you drop a grand piano on my toe, I can also know it's from Hashem, but it still hurts, right?
Right.
So if you provoke me, I can also know it's from Hashem, but maybe in the moment, so, like you said before, there are techniques. You delay your reaction. I think if we're able to stop and not react immediately, if you could even count to 10, it goes a long way. Because once it's not a knee-jerk reaction... Now I can think about it. So what, now I'm thinking, I'm not just reacting. So what's the proper way to respond? He'll talk about it more, I believe. V'yilamid atzma is still the Rambam talking. Shelo yichos v'afilo deber shiroi lichos alo. He should train himself not to get angry, even something that's appropriate to get angry about. V'chein imratza l'hatel emal bono v'nei beson, if he wants to instill awe in his family, or al tzibor, im hayaparnas, or on the community if he's a leader. V'ratza lichos aleim k'desh yatsu l'mutav. The Rambam says it himself. I said again, I mentioned his son talks about this, but the Rambam says it himself. And he wants to show anger so they'll do better. Yara atzma b'fneim shukoes k'dei liyasram. He should show himself in front of them as if he's angry in order to give them musar. V'tiyadaitu miyushevus beino lebein atzma. But between him and himself, his das should be miyushev. Miyushev means like an equilibrium, at ease. Like an actor, like one who's pretending, making himself like somebody in his anger. If you're an actor in a movie, so you're paid to do a good job of looking angry, but he's not really angry. He's actually quite happy because he's taking it all the way to the bank.
What's wrong with giving Muslim in a calm way?
If he feels it won't be heard. The truth is, nowadays, more and more... I think what you're saying is correct. Societies have changed, just like Musar used to be done in much more harsh ways. I think people used to be much tougher. And in times of old, if you needed to get through to somebody, some of the Musar was really, if we ever spoke to anybody that way, they'd leave in a second. So I think nowadays, much more the calm, encouraging, inspiring does a lot more than the angry.
Sometimes not. I sometimes experience with my children. I really will be calm about the situation. Say, this is what needs to happen. Blah blah blah. And then I go back a second time, a third time, and it's still not happening. And then I just raise my voice and I yell, "You haven't had to do this now." And they're like, "Why are you yelling at us?" Well, I asked you 3 times already, and you haven't done it. The only times that you seem to listen is when I scream at you.
All right, that's in a particular
right
area. That's in getting something done. I'm saying raise our voice to get people's attention. I'm talking about like really in midos. If you look, a lot of the musar, the whole idea of Navardic musar and so on, it was like beating people up because I think there was a toughness and to get to the core of somebody, you had to kind of beat away. Nowadays, I think people are already feeling a lot beaten. And in general, in Klal Yisrael, if you're reading Musar from a time when everybody knew and understood, and if somebody was doing the wrong thing, it was clear because he knew it was the Eitz Hara and so on. So there was one type of Musar where we've already been through a lot of gullus and a lot of weakening of our faith. And so now people need much more, it happens to be. They don't need to be yelled at for the most part. There could be exceptions. But the Rambam is saying if a person needs to be yelled at, so it should be an act, it should be a show. Ukiyadua, and as is known, now this is no longer the Rambam, this is back to the Sefer. Sakonas hakas atzumahi. The danger of anger is mighty, it's extreme. Hakas doma la'esha bo'eres besochadim. Anger is like fire burning in a person. Hamazikas atzmovus kol mi shekaravel etzla, damages himself and everybody near him. V'chein mavur b'svarim sh'isar kas b'shavus chomer yoser mi b'chol, shrei kosev lo sevaru eish b'chol mosh v'seichem b'yom ha'shavus. This is a famous thing from the Shlach Kadosh, maybe others. It says in the Torah, you shall not burn a fire, ignite a fire in all of your dwelling places on the day of Shabbos. It's a pasuk in Parshas Vayakel. Interestingly, most of what we're not allowed to do on Shabbos is derived. It's min haTorah, but through the system of Torah Shabbal Peh, right? The Lamates Melachos, there's no pasuk that says you shall not plow and plant and harvest and so on. Those are derived. That's what was done in the Mishkan and the Torah Shabbal Peh. The whole half of Masech HaShabbos is about, you know, where the Melacha, about the definition of the Melachos. But really, we only have one or two, chutzah, carrying gets special attention, and lighting a fire. Which the Gemara discusses halachically why, but at a Musar level, it seems like the reason why the Torah says don't light a fire in all your dwelling places on Shabbos is because at a Musar level, we're talking beyond the Melacha. It's true, you're not allowed to light a fire, you're not allowed to burn things on Shabbos, but at a Musar level, you're not supposed to have fire going on Shabbos. Uh-huh. So the Shlach says a person who gets angry on Shabbos just violated that pasuk. So it's meant to be understood at different levels. Ube'ezrus Hashem Yisbarach ayidei limud ha'inyin shel kas, by way of studying the subject of anger, v'akaras chumrasa, and recognizing its severity, nischazek l'hisgaber al midazo. We will strengthen ourselves to overcome, overpower. No. How we translate lehisgaber? Lehisgaber really means to strengthen oneself. Over this midah. We strengthen ourselves to be able to overcome the midah. So first, sakana sakas, the danger of anger. This is like the second section here. Reishis kol davar. Before anything else, tzarcha adam lesbonein bekamamin anezokim shiachon livolad ayidei asiyas davar mitoch kas. First has to contemplate all the damage that can be born of doing something out of anger. Hein b'maaseh, hein b'dibur. Whether in deed or in speech. Did you get my email? Okay, thanks. I didn't know how to reach you.
I don't either.
Okay. B'maaseh keitzad, in action how? Yochal adam lahazeh gufo amamono shel chaver mitoch kasa. So before some of you mentioned, it's bad if he damages himself, it's also bad if he damages others. I'm very happy. I got angry today, but I didn't tear my shirt. I tore his. Doesn't sound too good either, right? V'zeh matzli b'avonoseinu harabim v'vesah shel adam. This can be found in b'avonoseinu harabim is an expression. It means unfortunately. It means in our abundant sins. It means unfortunately we're at a state of being where we're in such a low level that this happens. Kalo l'adam l'hakos banu v'gnosim v'blilas b'ayash l'fachim mehem. It becomes easier for a person to strike his sons or daughters without being embarrassed or afraid of them, right? It's a hierarchical relationship where a person doesn't have a sense of shame. If you're not going to go do that in the workplace, he'll be out in a second. But in his house, he feels like he's in charge, and that can lead to abuses. L'mashal, b'no shover kli yakar. His son breaks a valuable vessel. I still owe my mother a piece of Lennox. Just remembered. She didn't get angry at all, but she did say when you get older you should replace that. I don't think I ever replaced it.
Anyway, to the future, huh? Project for the future.
Yeah. All right. She didn't get angry, but Aviv Kois Alav Miad Makay. Father immediately gets angry. Right? He knocked over a vase and what? Slap. V'nimtza Bali De Masha Kosev. Rosh Alama Sakariach. So first of all, he just got a great honorific from none other than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu saw one Jew striking another. They said, Rosha, what are you striking your friend for? So that's the first thing that should pop up in his mind. Moshe Rabbeinu standing there and say, Rosha, what are you hitting him for? V'yisboni naha adam. A person should contemplate. Lama v'emasimakas b'na. Why is he really striking his son? Okay, there are people who get angry in a moment. It's just, they just react. And they would do such a thing. Ha'im b'chadeil ha'adricha b'derach ha'yeshara. Did it come from a profound analysis of Musar and what's best? The son has just engaged in some degree of negligence, and in order to train him in the proper path, it's appropriate to slap him across the face a millisecond after he knocked over the vase. Is that what it was for? If it was inexpensive, if he just knocked over, you know, an empty soda can, and gamkin hayimako, so would he also strike him? Velo beinah yelad ein chiluk ben kli zola kli yoker. In the eyes of the child, there's no difference between a cheap or expensive item. He didn't mean it any worse. Vim hayinofel hakli mebli li shaver, and if the thing had fallen without breaking, gamkin hayimako, so would he strike him also? In other words, in terms of what he did wrong, it's all the same, but you're striking him because of what happened to you. Hare boru lakulanu, thus it's clear to all of us, shirak makas benomi tachkasa v'lo l'shem shemayim. You're striking him out of anger, not l'shem shemayim. If I'm striking him because of what he did wrong, it should make no difference what vessel it was, it should make no difference whether it happened to have broken or not. So that becomes clear to the child. So you have to realize it's an act of rishus. It's an act of evil, like striking a friend. If you're walking down the street and some guy punches another guy in the nose, you'd say there's something wrong with him. But if it's his child, he can get away with it. He says, I heard in the name of the Vilna Gaon, if you look in the end of Shulchan Aruch Hoshin Mishpat, I think in the very last chapter, it talks about what is what in violation if you strike somebody, if you punch somebody, what did you do wrong? So when a person is chayiv malchus, if God forbid somebody deserves lashes in the Bezdin and Sanhedrin, you're not allowed to give an extra one. If you're supposed to get X, you're not allowed to give X plus one. And it says in the Torah, lo Yosef, you should not add on, pen Yosef, lest you add on, it says later in the Pasuk. So a person, if a shliach bezdin gives an extra strike, he's in violation of these two prohibitions. Wherever in the Torah it says pen, lest, halachically that's as if it said don't. So it's as if it says do not do this twice. So you're in violation of two los asays. And a person who strikes anybody where it's not warranted is in violation of this. Kamosha over bakos chavero, as he'd be in violation of striking his friend. It makes perfect sense. And the truth is, it's a lot worse. The next time a parent wants to strike a child and it's not warranted, he should say, you know, it would be better if I just go out in the street and hit that guy. In fact, I think I'll do that.
Sure.
And then he can say, at least I didn't do something worse. Share b'no hare yu o'avo. V'chol kvodu shel b'no toli b'yachaseh shel ovev elav. This we spoke about at length in the Olam HaKavod. The son is his beloved, and his whole sense of self-esteem is dependent on his relationship with his parents, as we wrote earlier. And now if the father wantonly strikes him, he really can shatter him. So first of all, you can really shatter somebody. It's a relationship where the child is dependent on you. I think people readily understand that and understand the abuse that can follow and the damage that can follow from wanton disciplining, especially if it's physical.
Can destroy a relationship.
You can destroy a person.
But the shatter you mean by emotionally rather than physically.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hope he's not shattering him physically. Then we have even more austere problems.
Kid, you never know.
But I quote to you from Mishlei. Ruach ish yachalkal machaleo v'ruach nechaya mi yisa'ena. The spirit of a person will carry him in his illness. If he's physically broken, his spirit can break him. But if the spirit is broken, who's going to fix it? So it can be worse to damage his spirit. Secondly, v'lo od el shumachanach espeno shalo kahogan. He's educating his child not properly. Children generally grow up to be the way they were raised. She yilmed rimenu shezad darach anochen lesnai kishachaver machisa. He learns this is the way to act when his friend angers him. Well, when he got angry, he hit me. When I get angry, I'll hit the next guy. Even in a place where his son did something that deserves a punishment. Nevertheless, if the father has anger at him, it's not appropriate to punish him now. Because a person who's in a circumstance of anger, can't make a true decision. Decision made in a state of anger, it's colored. Belinigius, without ulterior motives or subjective thinking. Again, the word negius is hard to translate perfectly in English, but it's a word that we use a lot in Musa. You find it a lot in contemporary Musa Sfarim. Nagia literally means touching, but it means this matter affects me. I can't look at it objectively because I have Nagias. I have ways that it touches me, it affects me. Commotion of Arba Samach, as we'll explain shortly, V'lachain Vaday Pasul Adin. And therefore, he is certainly invalid to judge. Rishol Salanto used to talk about how all the statements of Chazal about the way a judge has to view things apply to a person, to apply to any person. I remember Zaligovsky talking about when Chazal said that a judge has to view it as if Gehenim is right in front of him, and if he takes a false step, he could fall in, that applies to every person when you're making a decision. It's not only if I happen to be the Rosh Sanhedrin and I'm judging a case literally, but we make a lot of judgment calls in life that affect ourselves and other people, and some decisions are very weighty.
Isn't that why you're supposed to ask Das Torah?
Right.
Why yeah. what? Mm-hmm. You're supposed to ask Das Torah, mm-hmm. like ask
yeah.
a Rav.
Yeah.
Because then it's not weighty.
No, really.
Yeah,
and
I agree
decision,
with you 100%.
And
that's it.
It's like, that's it.
Yeah, my decision was go to Das right. Torah, and whatever right. happens, there happens.
Right. I will issue a word of caution mm-hmm. that you have to make sure that the case is
presented
yeah, carefully and fully. Yeah. Sometimes we're asking, and it's. And it shouldn't just be
we're
an easy.
Asking for confirmation.
Yeah, it shouldn't just be an easy way out. It seems to me that in times of old, when people would ask a godly, they really weighed it out. I always mentioned Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky had a shiloh, he was a young Rav, and he sent the shiloh to the Ragachav. He says, but I'm first going to put out the way I view it to help clarify the matter. Yes, you have to work it through. We should work things through the best of our ability, and then as soon as if we don't work it through the best of our ability, then we're not really presenting it fully or clearly. But absolutely, don't be dan yechidi. Don't judge things alone when someone greater can weigh in. It's very important. But everything's an issue of judging, and he's saying what's relevant to this discussion is that when a person is in a state of anger, he can't really be a proper judge. The Dibur case, that's an action. He's talking about doing actions that could be damages. Pachad Nora who kama veris yichol m'lovel yidei Dibur mitoch kas. It's frightful. How many averis can be done through speech from anger. And now, Baruch Hashem, we live in a world where people are communicating in 15 different ways simultaneously, all thoughtless. So if he's angry, how much more damage he can cause? And he can broadcast a bad message all over the place. You know, the Chavetz Chaim's mashal about tearing the pillow and the feathers go flying everywhere. Now with devices that just by a few presses of his thumb, he can broadcast all kinds of things to all kinds of people. It really is a pachad. Adam kois al chavero, a person gets angry at his friend, and medaber al lashon hara. So speaks lashon hara about him. Omidaber imo dvarim koshim amizalzim b'chvado, or uses harsh words that denigrate the person's dignity. But overall, iser onoas dvarim, and he is thereby is in violation of onoas dvarim, to be mona, sharish is aleph nun hey, is to hurt someone with words, to taunt. Shechomor me onoas mamon, which is worse than harming somebody through money. Overcharging is onoas mamon, hurting somebody with words, insulting someone is onoas dvarim. And the Gemara at the end of that parak in Bava Metzias, Gemara Shem Chazal, the one with words is worse. V'im b'fnei rabim, if it's in front of the masses, Harei Amar Chazal kol malvim p'nei chaver b'rabim kilu shofech domim. Person who whitens the face of another publicly, it's as if he spilled blood, as if he committed murder. I think we were discussing it here not long ago. There's a machlokus rishonim, whether that statement was meant literally or not. But some hold actually that it is. We have three cardinal averas for which a person is supposed to rather forfeit his life. Azara, Gilar Rayas, and Shvichas Damim. So murder is one of the things that a person, you know, if he says, kill him or I'll kill you, a person is supposed to lose his life, God forbid, rather than kill the other person. So these three cardinal averas have something that's called Abizrayu, which is literally means the dust of, but it means like secondary categories of the sin. So Avodah Zarah is Yehareg Val Yavar. A person should rather forfeit his life than worship Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Pesachim says that if there's an Asherah tree that has sap, and that sap would be a medical remedy to the condition that I have, I'm not allowed to use it, even no matter what the cost, no matter what the medical cost is. because I'm going to use that sap from the tree and then be thankful. Oh, thank God. Thank God is kind of ironic, but I'm so thankful for the Asherah tree's sap. It saved my life. Now, I'm not worshiping the Asherah tree. I'm a card-carrying member of my local shul. But because he's going to be thankful to the tree for saving his life, it's called the dust of Avodah Zarah. He's not worshiping Avodah Zarah, but it's Abizrayu. And there are examples of Gilai Rayos that aren't quite the sin, but they're considered Yahar Gval Yavo, the Gemara in Sanhedrin that way. The question is there such a thing with regard to murder? Is there something, murder itself, better to forfeit one's life than to violate? Is there something that's a subcategory that's not actually the sin itself, but still has the same halachic stringency? Some Rishonim understand this statement of Chazal was meant literally. The whole story with Yehuda and Tamar, when they say it's better to cast yourself into a fiery furnace than to embarrass somebody publicly, so some Rishonim say it means literally, because at that moment when you devastate somebody, you mortify, the word mortify comes from the word mort, it means to kill, right? That person feels like they're dead, now, even though it's not a permanent state of being, but that's Abizrayu of Ritzicha. So some maintain that it literally means that. Others say that Chazal meant is Bederach HaMusar. It's not literally like that, but there are numerous places where our sages spoke in a concept that doesn't quite go to that extreme, but it's almost like that. They meant for you to, they said it in sort of extreme terms, but didn't mean it all the way like that. And that's the way the Meiri, I think, and others learn it. But it's fascinating to think about the fact that some Rishonim understood this literally, which is amazing. V'chein Amru, and similarly they said, Noach, this is based on the story of Tamar, Noach lo adam shiyapel atzmo l'kiv shana esh, v'al yalbin p'nei chaver v'rabim. Better for a person to cast himself into a fiery furnace and not make white the face of his friend publicly, not mortify him. It means like an extreme embarrassment. And he references one source here. Ayin Tosus Sot Daf Yudam Beis, Shemavur Shedvarim Dvarim Kipshutin Shehereg V'yaber. The Tosus and Sot on Daf Yudam Beis, it's clear from that source that they held that it's literal. That it's literal. Again, others hold it's Bederach Musar, not literal, but either way, it's an amazing statement. The family members of the person gets angry are in a great danger. Anger is like the shossen von a bix. Did I get that right? I think I did. Shooting from a gun. Learned that from my Rebbe. He used to say shir in Yiddish, but one time I had to give an example with a gun, and he didn't think we would know the noun. He said, a bix is a gun. And then he went on. So it's an ektach, like a pistol. So it's like the shooting of a pistol. The firing is done in 1 millisecond. Pull the trigger. But the damage is eternal. Forever. Yochel ha'odom lomer davar she is azeah ha'kesher beino lebein mishpachto. Person can say something that will... Isaiah is to shake, but shake is a little bit of an understatement. It means to occur as an earthquake that will shake the relationship between him and his family. The mashal ba yachalom l'ishto shu soneosa. Husband can say to wife, he hates her. Or chas v'shalom shibutzona legarsha, wants to divorce her. Parentheses vagoner v'vigdor milas atzal amr shibushum ofen asa l'ba l'haskar d'arizeshim is Isaiah's kol yisod and nisuin. Vigdor Miller was a great teacher of Kol Yisrael. Said to us to say such a thing. Shakes the whole foundation of marriage. Something she'll remember, and it weighs down the whole marital bond. It's true, a person can say something out of anger, and you can never take it back. A person has to be very careful what he says in anger. Who knows how much damage has already been caused to Yiddish families because of the midah of kas. B'sof ha-kas lovo gamli de machlokas. Anger can also lead to dispute. Amru chazal kol ha-machzik b'machlokas over belav. Anybody who enhances, who like kind of holds on to machlokas, is in violation of lo sasei shenemer v'lo'iyak korach l'chadosa. You should not be like Korach and his Eda, his community, a famous parsha of machlokas in the Torah. There are machlokas that last generations. People won't talk to each other and so on. Again, he gives domestic examples, which I think is very instructive, and again, I think it's very good that the Sefer is learned by young people. But if it's a matzui ben ishla ishto shayidei akas, bayon de machlokas, between husband and wife. Ukvar hifligu chazal b'chomer inyan shel shalom bayis. Chazal speak, to be maflig is to, like, to go to an extreme. So he says hifligu chazal. Sometimes it means exaggerate, but sometimes it doesn't mean exaggerate. It means the matter is extreme. So I mean, chazal speak in great extreme terms about the severity of the matter of shalom bayis. Sherei Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheyimacha shmo yidei mei sota kdei lasos shalom ben ish v'ishto. An amazing thing every time you contemplate it. The whole ritual of the sota is to prove her innocence. And Hashem says, erase my name. There's no other way we can do this, that the trust will be reinstated unless I testify to it. Where else do you have a mitzvah that involves, first of all, a miraculous ritual, it's supernatural, and second of all, where Hashem says, erase my name in order to make it happen. But they write out the parsha, they erase it into the water, and the water will determine. Uladugma yesh mishpachas shanohe getzlam, probably should be hanohe getzlam, hu sha'isha tamid orechas hakneos. He's just giving practical examples. It's one of the nice things about this sefer. It's a little more basic than some of the earlier svarim, but it walks us through examples, which is very helpful. Some families, the woman does the purchasing. V'hine yom echad, and one day Omer abal ishto mitoch tuv libo, just out of the goodness of his heart, he says, shayom hu rotz alarach hakneos kedei lahokel ala isha. You know, I'll do the shopping today to make it easier. V'isha makir lo tov al kach, and she's thankful. V'ina senes lo rishimas motzrim liknos minachanos, and she gives him a list of products to buy from the store. K'shechozer abal ishto roa shehu shachach liknos malafafonim. It happens all the time. I don't think that I shop all the time, but he forgot to buy the cucumbers. Where's the cucumbers? Oh, sorry, I forgot. I knew I shouldn't have sent you. You always forget the things I need. I was making the main dish was stuffed cucumbers with cucumber quiche and then this sugared cucumbers for dessert. And then he gets angry. Where's your akarsatov that I went for you? So what if I forgot the main ingredient? And she gets angry. Akarsatov. Here's Mr. Hakar Zatov. Where's your Hakar Zatov for everything else that I did? And you can play out the scene. And these are things that happen every day. It would have been appropriate for her not to get angry. He shouldn't have gotten angry in turn and said harsh words. Hagatzmacha means I think about it. Literally means like take it upon yourself. The husband would have been silent. It would have answered calmly. Slicha sheshachachi. Please forgive me. I forgot. I'll try not to forget in the future. She probably also would have calmed down. Ultimately, she knows it wasn't out of evil that he did this. So she might even ask forgiveness. She reacted in anger. Each one wasn't able to be covered to Yetzer. Each one added oil to the flame. It became a big fire. It started from a small thing. If they're both stubborn about their being correct, who knows how much time this machlokas can carry on? And then they're going to feel silly because this is a cucumber machlokas. It makes them feel even worse. So, Mitzvah Hashem, later on we'll talk about what's bad about stubbornness. Yeah. Another bad that comes out of the Midas Hakas. Shemisha Kois Ol Chas Hashem Lakal Lacherim. Afilos ishto bonav, he could curse others, even his family. V'gam bozeh anu roim es shigaon hakas. And here too we see the insanity. Shigaon, like the word mashuga, it means the insanity of anger. Shirotz lahara la'iluha ahuvim etzlom ha'od. Why would you do bad? It's like tearing his own shirt. Why would you do bad to the people who are the most beloved to you? V'tzarech l'zeh zahirus yisera. One needs extra caution with this. Shari Amu Chazal, La'olam al tehi kilal as hadyat kala v'aynacha, Shari Melech kilal as sara, Hine hiloch kusus enayim, V'nes kaimu bizar, V'hi kizokin yitzuk v'techena enav. Interesting. He also got from the Sefer Erech HaPayim, but Avimelech, who's no great tzaddik, the evil Avimelech who took Sarah, when he sends her back with a gift, and he says it should be for you a ksuseinayim, it should be like a covering of the eyes, like I hope this covers over my indiscretion, but he uses the term ksuseinayim, that your eyes should be covered over, and because that came from his mouth, her son became blind. When Yitzchak got old, he was blind. At some level, the words of Avimelech became fulfilled in a negative way in Yitzchak. And that's from Avimelech. That's coming not from a tzaddik. If a righteous person says something, right? Yaakov Avinu says to Lavan, whoever took your trophim should die, and then Rachel suffers for it. So we have to be very careful with what comes out of our mouths. We hope that what comes out of our mouths has power. That's why we daven. It's not good if what comes out of our mouths would not have power. So if that's the case, then when we say something thoughtless, that's bad. Mavad zos, aside from this, halo over makal isudaraisa shalot sakal cheresh. Happens to be an isudaraisa. K'moshe nifsek b'shulchan aruch, as is paskind in shulchan aruch. U'mishinof alakas ma'od ma'od tzarech lishmar zatsum miladaber. A person who falls into anger has to be very, very careful not to speak. V'afilu lachshov. And even to think, dvar mushchosim ka'elu. These, like, mushchos means, like, ruined, corrupted things. Certainly don't say anything that like that, and don't even think it. Because of a Sefer HaChasidim, Sefer HaChasidim is Rabbi Yehuda HaChasid, who's one of the great Rishonim, and it's a fascinating Sefer. He has, like, his own aphorisms and teachings, and even he has his own menhagim. It's a famous thing, the some menhagim that we have that Chazal don't mention, but certain things we don't do. Things with nail cutting, marrying people the same name as your mother, right? All those things. That's from Yehuda Chassid. But there are like a lot of Musar lessons there. Some of them approximating words of Chazal, some like a different Musar insight. Al tekal shum adam. Don't curse anybody. Keep omen rabos haklolos chozros v'cholos kulon al rosho v'al zaro. Because many times the klolos boomerang, and they take effect on him and on his children. Shekain matzina shekola klola shekilo David is Yoav, this kind of bizarre. I mean, Chazal say that. David had reason to be upset with Yoav, but the things that he said to Yoav ended up happening to the descendants of David HaMelech himself. Ad kan l'shono. Roim onu mikola now, we see from all the aforementioned, there's a hezak agodol shiochol igar ma'idei akas. The great damage that can be caused by anger. Hakas hi esh ochla, it's a consuming fire. Usakana gadolo adam. It's a great danger for a person if he doesn't have control over it. Next section, top of page Kuf Dalet. Hashori Bakas Dome Lashota. Shori means like you're dwelling in something. He's like stuck in anger. He's like an insane person. Lashota is Chazal's word for an insane person. Ha'adam Chayav Luzka Kishumis Male Kas Ari Dome Lashota Shein Bodas. He has to remember that when he's filled with anger, he is like a shota who has no intelligence. Just like we find, a person can damage himself, his money, or his actual physical self in a time of anger. When we want to determine it, there's a halachic definition. Shota is exempt from mitzvahs. What type of a person, right? Something that comes up in the world today, illegal. Temporary insanity. Insanity. Is the person insane or is he evil? Is he... insane or is he obligated in mitzvahs? So we want to know what it actually indicates whether a person is a shota, which is a state of being. So one of the definitions is k'mo shomer chazal gemara early in chagiga is a shota hiyotzi yachid ba'alayla v'alon b'beis hakvaros v'makareis ksuso. He goes out alone at night in dangerous places. He sleeps in a cemetery, and he tears his own garments. So. A person who harms himself, that's considered, unfortunately, the person has lost his mind. So a person who damages himself out of anger is temporarily insane. We find a person who's in anger, because of a small thing that's not matim. Matim means it doesn't match. Like to'umim, or twins, it doesn't jive, it's not in sync with his...
doesn't become him.
Yeah, his ruach means like his feelings. That's not, that, I wasn't in the mood for that. You know, that annoyed me. It feels like the other person should die because he, you know, made my morning a little less comfortable. We're not getting angry. It's from Hashem's Chasadim. It's a great chesed that Hashem made us, that even though a person has a great thing called a mind, and it's a great, powerful tool, but Baruch Hashem, our thoughts can't harm somebody. The imlokain, because if not so, this is a fascinating exercise to think through. Who knows if there'd be a living person left? Imagine if just that momentary thought, oh, guy cut me off, you know, I wish this and this upon him. If those thoughts alone, you know, like they say, if looks could kill, if thoughts could kill, would there be a living person? So, I mean, isn't that good that at least from those thoughts we have some kind of a valve or something that stops the thoughts from coming to speech or action? So a person has to recognize, because just like when he becomes filled with anger, he looks like an insane person. You have intelligent people who say the silliest things when they're angry. So you have to realize if he's a little bit angry, so he looks a little bit insane. A person who's totally angry looks altogether nuts, and a person who's slightly angry looks a little bit nuts, which is not a compliment either. That's a good line to keep in mind. So if a person sees that his anger burns within him, he shouldn't send a mass email. No, I translated loosely. He shouldn't do any action or speak anything. His mindset is not at ease. It's not in a state of yeshiva das. He should conduct himself as if he's locked up in jail. It's like somebody who drinks an intoxicating beverage. Unfortunate thing, right? He's not self-aware, so he thinks, I can drive. But everybody else knows he shouldn't drive. Because even that decision that he's competent is influenced by his drunkenness. In fact, Gedolei Yisrael were very, very protective of Das. They never wanted to lose their judgment. The greatest thing they had is their good judgment. They don't. All of the Kelm Musar was never to be out of a state of equilibrium, even in an emergency, to be totally calm and collected. Because anything that's influenced by, obviously by drunkenness is an extreme, but any other midah that takes a person out of good judgment, to them was the greatest loss. Das is the greatest gift we have, and anything that takes me away from my das is the greatest loss. So certainly if he knows he's angry, he shouldn't make any decisions. It's not his parallel, it's Chazal's. Chazal say a pithy statement like only they can. A person is judged by three things: his cup, his wallet, and his anger. But it sounds better in Hebrew. Koso kiso kaso, you know, put your money where your mouth is. Right? The people say all kinds of things, but what he spends his money on, what he sacrifices his money for, what's he like when he's drunk? Like the truth comes out, and in his anger. So Chazal liken the two, being angry and being intoxicated, the defenses are down. You tell what a person is really about, the way he acts when he's angry. A person has to accept upon himself not to do anything when he's angry. Thereby he'll be spared from many bad things. Also by way of this, he'll calm down his anger. Because a fire goes out on its own if you don't strengthen it. If you don't throw any wood in, it'll eventually go out. So when his anger is burning, you should just desist, move away from it, and the fire will go out on its own. May we be zocha to control and to not become angry, and to all the brachos that come from living a life that is in the state of yeshiva das that Chazal so extolled.